Moncrief on News Talk.
When a person dies without having made a will, their spouse and children have a legal right to at least some of what is left behind. But what happens if the person is single and has no offspring? John Costello is a solicitor with Noble Law, who are specialists in wills. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Now, we're assuming this hypothetical person hasn't made a will. So if someone in that position dies and they have, say, if their parents are still alive, do their parents have any, I suppose that's the first thing to ask, do they have any claim there?
Yeah, well, the Succession Act lists an order of relatives who have priority, and the parents have priority, first of all. So if you died without a will intestate, everything goes to your parents, if our surviving parents. If there's no parents alive, everything would go equally among your surviving siblings. And if one sibling had predeceased you, their share would go to their children. And then the only thing about it is you may still need to make a will if for example, you had a child with special needs. Because that is a problem, you see. If a child with special needs inherits on intestacy, they may have to be made a ward of court. That was the old system.
Yeah.
They have a new system now under the Decision Support Service. So by doing nothing, you can create more problems.
I imagine
I've also had two cases where there were the closest next of kin were cousins, but they were dotted all around the world. And we had to instruct a specialist company to locate these cousins in Australia, one in Australia, one in New Zealand. And this was all because the person died intestate.
My word. So the hierarchy, if you like, is parents, then siblings, then nieces and nephews?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. And does it matter how many nieces, like if you have no surviving siblings, but you have 20 nieces and
they all get a 20th.
They all get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They all get a 20th, yeah. No matter how many there are.
That's right.
That's extraordinary. So but then again, at the same time, if someone is in that position and they make a will.
Yes.
Can you say, I like nephew Tom and niece Mary, and I'm splitting it between the two of them the other 18.
Yeah, but that is the big advantage of being single, because no one can challenge your will. You could leave everything to cats and dogs home if you wanted to, and no relation could challenge it. The only grounds for challenging a will is if someone had dementia when they made the will, or if there was undue influence, but that's hard to prove.
Yeah.
So basically, So if you're single, ironically, you've got more freedom than if you have a family, you know, a spouse, a partner, or children, because you can do. And I was speaking to your researcher earlier. One of the benefits I see is that a lot of single people leave money to charity. In other words, married people or people with partners, and they leave everything among the family.
Mm.
But single people have more freedom. And I must say, I'm fairly impressed with the generosity of people leaving money to charity, in single people in particular.
Yeah. If you are a married person and say your spouse has predeceased you, but you don't want to leave money to your children, I'm just asking for a friend. Is that legally possible?
Yeah, well, any child of any age, you could have a child who's 60, can challenge a will. They have to prove that they have a financial need.
Yeah.
And number two, they have to prove that their parent has failed in their moral duty to make proper provision for them.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So it would say, for example, all the children went to university, but one didn't go. They might have a stronger claim against the estate, you know, because maybe they mightn't have got as good a job because they didn't go to third level or whatever, you know.
Mm.
So it depends on the facts of each case, but it's a bit grey as to whether you can succeed.
Yeah. Now, going back to the single person and they do make a will and they leave in that will to say, you know, two nieces, two nephews.
Yeah.
Are you saddling those nieces and nephews though with a tax bill?
Well, the last budget increased the tax thresholds a little bit. Each sibling and each nephew or niece can get €40,000 tax free.
Mm.
So that is, so in other words, if you'd 10 nephews and nieces, they could get 40,000 tax free. So 400,000 of your estate would be free of tax.
Okay.
So ironically, the more beneficiaries you have, the more you can spread the tax threshold.
Yeah. Now, If you don't have that many nieces and nephews, and probably don't have 400 grand, is there any way around that to not have to spend that?
There is a small gift allowance of 3,000 euro. Mm. So each year, for example, every Christmas, you could give your favourite niece or your favourite nephew 3,000 euro. And it's got no tax implications whatsoever. So over 10 years, you could give them 30,000 tax free without any tax implications at all.
Yeah. Not to do you out of business, but, you know, is it possible for someone to make their own will? Can someone sit down and do it?
There were stationers in the past that had precedent wills. And I think I haven't looked, but I think online you can make a will. The only thing is, in fairness now, half of them have been fine with simple wills. The other half, though, have caused problems. A, whether they mightn't have been executed properly, or B, you have to ask the court to interpret a legacy if it's unclear.
Mm.
So, and as a solicitor, obviously, I would prefer if people make wills with their solicitor. But, I mean, it generally, the fee for a will is not astronomical. It's normally, you know, a few hundred euro max.
Okay.
And generally, the people that make wills with their solicitor, they're long-standing clients, and the solicitor, you know, won't overcharge them.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you can use a will as a tax planning exercise. So if there can be complicated wills if you're saving substantial tax. And that's the one benefit, in fact, for making a will, to save tax if you can. For example, I was telling your researcher, say a single person could have property, say they could have a holiday home in Spain or Italy or Portugal. And the Succession Act or the succession laws in those jurisdictions are quite different to here. So it would be important to make a will, because you're just creating endless problems if you don't make a will. Say you had a foreign property and people forget that. And so if you're so single people could have a foreign property, you know, a holiday home as much as anyone else.
Actually, a few questions from some of the listeners. What about if you're left land? I assume they mean, is there a tax implication to that?
The land is valued. So that if the land was worth 100,000, you get 40,000. Say you're a sibling or nephew or niece, 40,000 is deducted. So you have to pay tax on 60,000 at 33%.
Yeah. If you have a will, does the executor still have to locate anyone who would inherit if there was no will to give them an opportunity to contest the will?
No, if there's a will, your only duty is to inform the beneficiaries named in the will. You don't have to do a Sherlock Holmes and try and find...
Would you like to take these people to court?
And find other possible beneficiaries.
Yeah. And there's a point by which I assume a will has been executed and then it can't be challenged.
If you're a single person, as I say, it can only be challenged if the person challenging the will would have to prove that the testator was of unsound mind. They didn't have the capacity to make a will. And or else they'd have to prove there was undue influence. There have been cases, of course, you know, mainly in rural Ireland, of, say, the nephew carrying out undue influence on the uncle to get the uncle's farm. Mm. There have been cases like that. Yeah, but the problem is to succeed, to prove undue influence is very difficult.
Yeah. Could you ask your guest about his advice? They're all out the door now looking for the free legal advice. Advice in appointing executors. We had just one executor for our family estate that was probated in 12 weeks last year. We hear nightmare stories about situations where a number of siblings are appointed as executors. So I assume what they're asking is it more straightforward to just have one executor?
I would always recommend maybe... If you have one executor, have a substitute executor. If that one executor couldn't act for any reason, if that executor could die, for example, or be unwell. So at the very least, I'd have a substitute. I think it's better to have two, ideally, because then they can keep an eye on each other, so to speak. You make sure that, you know, they can look over each other's shoulders, to make sure no one's acting illegally.
Yeah, and when someone makes a will, do they keep a copy and you keep a copy, or how
normally
does that work?
The original will is kept, if it's done by a solicitor, in the solicitor's strong room for safekeeping. But I would always give clients a copy of the will, and because if the original will, for some reason, couldn't be found, a copy of the will can succeed.
Yeah. John, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us. We could be here for the next hour answering questions. John Costello is a solicitor with Noble Law who specialise in will and the administration of estate.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.